Love her or hate her, Kelly Khumalo is one of the most interesting and controversial media personalities we have in the country, dare I say, in the continent. With her reality show, Life with Kelly Khumalo, she gave us a front row seat into her life. Finally, all the things that we've been wondering about would be answered. The first season has come and gone, leaving us shook and entertained, and earning itself a nomination at the SAFTAs. She has now been renewed for a second season. So we caught up with Kelly, who gave us insight into what to expect in the second season and all the feels we are bound to feel. My name is Criselda Gigana. This is the Chisa Live podcast. Welcome.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
Good afternoon, Kelly.
Afternoon, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm great. Thank you so much for making time to talk to me. Congratulations on season two.
Thank you so much, Criselda.
How did you feel when you heard that it was renewed for a second season? And was this what you wanted all along? Because I know some people do season one and then they don't want to do any more seasons.
I don't know what I wanted. All I knew is that my journey has just begun and I would like to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you gave so much of yourself in season one, and with the reactions that you watched after people, you know, binge watched and how they related to you, did that maybe motivate you even more to want to do season two?
Absolutely, because I saw that I'm not just speaking for myself through the reality show, but I've somehow become a voice of so many people that I don't even know, that I've not even met.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, as a person that watched the reality show, I'm sure many others agree with me that we felt that a few things were left undone, you know? The story it was not finished. Some storylines in your life, we still wanted to know more about, like your relationship with your mother, which from the trailer I'm gathering that you're going to be working a whole lot more on.
But also, we never know what the future holds. As much as you guys have feel like a lot of storylines were not, I don't know, somehow finished. Mm. You're never finished because you never know what lies ahead.
Yeah.
So you try and put a couple of things into perspective. But then again, you can't predict the future. And also, especially when you're not the only person involved.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's true. One of the things that I think was also unexpected in season one was the fallout you had with your mother, which then, you know, other things added to it with your sister's relationship also, and she left. But we see that she is back in the second season. You say in the trailer you felt that you owed it to yourself to try harder to amend things between the two of you. Can you tell me where that came from, and what was your thinking when you said, you know what, maybe I need to do better on this one?
I think it's for my children more than myself.
Yeah.
I detach from things and people very quickly. I move on very quickly, whether you're family or not.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, it starts and it ends with me. But for somehow, where my mother is concerned, my children are concerned.
Yeah.
And I love my children. I don't want to be the kind of mother where I look back and I'm like, you know what? I could have, you know, been the bigger person on that issue for my children, and I did not. I don't want to regret that. Hence, I've had to pursue the relationship and fight for the relationship. For my children's sake, all.
Yeah, and you do a powerful thing in that you start suggesting that you go speak to someone, which in our, you know, as a black person in our culture, we don't just normally resort to going to a psychologist or to a therapist, but you suggest that to your mother. And why did you choose that route? Why did you feel that could be helpful?
I had been seeing a therapist for years, and I saw what that did for me, especially recently. And also, what I've encountered is that when it's just the two of us trying to sort things out, it never amounts to anything except us misunderstanding each other even further.
Mm.
So a third party and a trained third party makes a whole lot of a difference.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. So what more, or what side of you we hadn't seen, or what more are we to expect as people that watch the first season in the second season?
I also never know what's going to come, eh? I also don't know, because for me, this is a reality.
Yeah.
So I live based on now, and I shoot based on what's happening in my life now, and be able to achieve whatever I can achieve based on the now.
Yeah.
What happens next, I have no idea.
And you guys were nominated for a SAFTA. How about that?
Very exciting. And I don't want to sound frank or anything, but we did expect this, because I mean, we gave all that we could.
Yeah.
And that includes myself and the people involved in the reality show, the bar, Showmax. Everybody, I mean, brought their A game. So there was no way that we would not be nominated for the SAFTA.
Yeah, I mean, it was an entertaining season, this introduction to Kelly that you've given us through your reality show. Another big part of the first season was that we got to know your children more. And so, you know, I remember just how much people were talking about how intelligent Tingo is and the questions that she asks and navigating around raising a boy child, in Christian. How did you tell your children that this is season two, and how did they feel about it?
They were excited. I think we've become a family with the production team. So whenever they see Uncle So-and-so, who's the cameraman, and they get excited.
Yeah.
But more than anything, for me, this is me documenting my journey so that they know exactly the type of person that their mother is, and also their legacy and what I've had to go through and endure to build this legacy for them.
Yeah. Another thing that I think will catch the attention of your beloved fans is that you talk a little bit about your love life, except you say, I'm not in a relationship, I'm still learning to trust, so I'm just playing with somebody. I found that really interesting. I was like,
I'll tell you why. And this has happened in the past.
Yeah.
I was not in a position to even call whatever it was a relationship. And also, I never want my life to be based on a relationship.
Yeah.
I am Kelly Kumalo before a relationship. And I want my life to be like that.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, is there a chance that we're going to see the player on the other side of the game?
I doubt.
All right. And so music-wise, I mean, as far as being the voice of Africa in every aspect of the world, your album has done well. Are we going to see more on that side of your life in the second season? I mean, as much as you can plan for it.
Season, you are going to see more of business more than singing, because I mean, we are still on lockdown, and when we started shooting, we were still on lockdown.
Mm.
So there wasn't much of music happening except like one or two virtual shows and whatnot. But also I'm more focused on growing the controversy brand and also venturing into the shoe industry.
Oh, so we have that to look forward to.
I'm not at liberty to disclose what kind of shoe as yet, because we are still in production. But yes, I am venturing into the shoe business, and also paying more attention to the controversy chain. I mean, the alcohol business hit a hard knock during the lockdown.
Yeah.
So we are literally reinventing and resupplying. Hence, we launched Controversy last week. So we are now focusing on rebuilding that again.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. And so your fans will get to see maybe a bit more of the process in the decision making and, you know, the rebranding that's going to go into that.
The rebranding, the businesswoman, and also just still navigating through life as an ordinary person would.
Yeah. All right. And I guess, well, we're going to have to wait for the 13th of May, which is when the first few episodes will be coming, right?
Yes.
And then we'll be able to binge watch it all in August.
Yes.
All right. And so if you were to look into the crystal ball, would you say that upon the success of this one, which we assume is going to be a success because you have such a strong fan base, you would be looking into giving us more and more seasons and just adopting us as your family as well? I mean, after production team, then comes us, the fans.
I love the fans. I love you guys. And I think half of the decisions that I make, it is because of the impact that the reality show and my music has had on the third leg of my family, which is the fans. Mm. However, I can't say that I'm coming back with season three because there's a lot of people involved in my life that would love to keep their lives private, and I would not want to be as selfish to want to take that away from
me. No, I get that.
Yeah.
And just before I let you go, if you could look back or you know, throw back all the way back to the beginning when you began being Kelukumalo, the brand that you are, that grew to be, you know, as big as it is, what is the one thing you wish somebody had told you about how the industry is, or how the different industry is?
It's not so much about the industry for me. It's about understanding who you are as an individual,
right,
and understanding the higher purpose,
yeah,
and marrying the two to one, yourself and your higher self,
mm,
and becoming one, like literally meeting yourself. I wish I had knew or I had known this then. Then I would have made different choices.
Yeah, that it isn't about everything else. It is essentially about you and the higher
it's
being in you.
It's about your higher self and your purpose.
Yeah,
and you focus on that.
Amazing, amazing. Well, we can't wait to get a front row seat again into your life. One of the most interesting media personalities that we have in South Africa and in Africa. So thank you so much for allowing us a seat.
Thank you so much, Griselda.
Thank you. Do enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.